Yeah.
I don't really remember what, like, some of those movies were about, to be quite honest with you.
I really don't either.
I just remember the one because of Shaq and the one because of Sinbad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were genies. Maybe they're the same person.
Yeah. Dude, maybe Shaq and Sinbad are the same person. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. I mean, they do look completely different, so you never
know. Yeah. Ooh, 10 for 10. I tell you what.
Sounds good.
Cheap sunglasses and 20 on pump one.
Hey, Dad.
Huh?
What's up?
Did you order some kegs of beer?
No.
Well, there's a fella in a beer truck out on the street that says you did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just a sec.
That's right. Three-wheel bicycle podcast. Man, that was loud as fuck. Welcome to the show. Little double intro there. This is the first time we've ever had an ordained minister.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Just out here doing God's work.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Dude, welcome back.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, if you have been a longtime listener of the show, you already know who that is because you've heard his voice once before. Jake, the original founder, my right-hand man, is in the building.
Yeah.
That was the live studio applause.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I'll take a bow.
Yeah, holy moly. A lot has been going on with you. Amazing things.
Yeah. New kid. Yeah. Engaged.
Yep.
And it's 50 degrees in January.
That is very true. One thing that I think that is record. It is maybe record temps right now.
I don't know. Sure seems to be.
I'm going to go ahead and bring it up on Google.
Maybe it just seems that way in comparison to last year.
Yeah.
With all the snow and cold we had.
Ooh, excuse me. Thank you, everybody, that tuned in to the last episode. Shout out to Noah Benjamin for coming on. That was pretty funny. I asked him. Here, I'm going to ask you a question that I asked him.
Okay.
Let's say that you are a pizza delivery driver.
Okay.
You have a pair of scissors. How could you benefit from those pair of scissors?
Oh, easy, dude. You stab the fucking customers, take their money.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Now, I was a pizza delivery driver in my past, and that never happened.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't know. Is that a riddle that you got figured out or?
No, it was just one of those crazy, weird questions.
I mean, how else would you benefit? I mean, I guess you could do arts and crafts between pizza deliveries.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, how he was explaining it is like you cut like certain parts of the pizza.
Oh, yeah. You make a mini slice, and then you could put it back. Yeah. There you go.
If he was a DoorDash person.
Mm-hmm. Here's one. You could, arts and crafts, you cut out fake-looking pepperonis, color them in, eat the pepperoni off the pizza.
Very.
Imagine biting into a paper pepperoni. Would you even be pissed? That's the question. If you were the customer, would you be mad?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. I'd have a level of respect for it.
The amount of DoorDash people that, well, I guess that's, now I'm shamelessly saying that I DoorDash a bunch.
What are you, a commie?
Yeah. But that put it right in front of the door.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Come on now. Here's an interesting fact for you, man. Did you know that sometimes when a frog is sick, it throws up its entire stomach, which then hangs out of its mouth. It uses its arms to scoop out the contents of the stomach and then swallows it again.
Do you think that'd make throwing up better if you could do it? Like if you could throw up your whole stomach?
Ooh. Since we're on that time. The other day when I was sick, I seriously thought like the fucking like devil was coming out of me, dude. So I don't.
Were you like, if only I was a frog, dude? Yeah. This wouldn't be that bad.
I could just put it back in my body.
Throw it up, put it back in. Call her good. Throw it up right into the toilet and squeeze it out.
Yeah.
Well, all the frogs are gay now, ain't it?
I heard something
do
about
gay
the
frogs
water.
Do that too. We're gonna have to look into that.
Yeah, I don't know. They're because that is kind of like a conspiracy, I guess, right?
I think there's actually truth behind that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know the details, but I think there's some sort of truth within that conspiracy.
Yeah.
Alex Jones said so it's fucking
set
in stone.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
they're turning the fucking frogs gay.
He's
that was halfway decent impression.
He's proven it in court and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been right on some things, but the things he's been wrong on, oof.
Yeah.
That was not the hill to die on.
Yeah. Last night when I was talking or whatever.
Yeah.
So I went back. I heard this thing the other day on Coast to Coast. It was like an old one from... Oh, man, I can't remember if it was from 95 or 98, but this guy calls in. Black Hawk helicopters.
Okay.
They are dropping a whale. I remember how all the whales were washing up on shore?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
This is going to be good.
Yes. They were eventually being dropped out of the Black Hawk helicopters.
Right.
The government's behind it.
So what you're telling me is, the theory is that the government, the military, we were sending money with the military to capture whales, pick them up with helicopters, then drop them on shore.
Yes.
And what was the reason?
No, they don't drop them on shore.
Oh, they just drop them close enough to shore?
Out in the middle of the ocean.
Okay.
And so how the guy was explaining it, I tried finding more to this.
Sure.
And I actually earlier today kind of went and skimmed back through it. But so how you could tell that they were from... the government is their tails were like bent.
They're dead weight. Huh.
They're doing research on them. I mean, okay, I guess I understand like the research, but like it takes a lot of money to fly a Black Hawk helicopter out there.
Yeah, that's expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Research
about that.
For what? I know. That's why I was like, I was trying to find shit.
I would buy more into that conspiracy if it was just as simple as, like, you know, sailors are out there testing out the guns, shooting whales, and then they eventually wash up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure drunk sailors do a lot of crazy shit.
I did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of that, good call, my man. I seen this video the other day. It's kind of hard to see it. Like, but you can, because you know you can do all kinds of shit with video and everything.
Sure.
But, like, live mermaids.
Oh, okay.
You could see something swimming, like, along with it, but you couldn't really see it out because it was in the middle of the fucking night or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, very, very interesting.
So you believe in mermaids now?
Hey, no.
Did it have tits? Because if it has tits, I'm a fucking believer. Yeah.
Well, there's that, I talked about it that one time, the reverse mermaid.
Reverse mermaid would be, yeah.
Maybe it's a reverse mermaid.
That would be scarier. Although I don't think they'd really be able to sing you to your death. And what if it was a He-Shin mermaid? What if it was a merman, but reversed? Right? You're not going to be able to tell by the top half.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Now, that's what I call a dinghy.
Here, let's see. Let's see. What do we got? Ooh, there we go.
Oh.
Yeah, shit. Too funny. Oh, let's see. What do we got now? Ooh, before I forget, since we got to give a shout out to the Little Shop of Burgers for all your burger treats when you're in that Casper area. Trailer Park Baker, we can't forget about her. Forbidden Leaf, Empire Hemp Company, February 24th at the fairgrounds. See, this is where it sounds like I stepped on my nutsack. Saturday Night Fights is going down. We can't forget about Two Bulls Tattoo. Right across the street, you got B Diesel's. Holy moly. You know, I Little Molden Books.
Little Molden Books?
Molden.
Molden?
Yeah. He's got some, where is it? He's got some.
Oh, is that know. That book you showed me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. That's awesome.
Can't forget about the Casper Artist Collective and get down to the Nicolaysen Art Museum and check out that piece that Connie from Glow did. Collabed on it. Pretty bad to the bone.
Who's fighting up there?
Somebody fighting.
It's a real dangerous neighborhood.
It is. All the turkeys.
Yeah.
That is kind of irritating how they shit.
Oh, yeah. We, there's a random pack that roams around our neighborhood.
Do they shit in your driveway?
Nope.
Oh, you're lucky.
No, I get out there immediately and raise my fist up and they know better.
They're
not as bold as these ones around this neighborhood.
When we were coming back, when I went and picked Jessica up, they were, like, in Center Street.
Yeah.
And I'm still going, and I'm, like, going pretty fast. And there's, like, one dude on the other side of the street.
Yeah.
Jessica's like, slow down, slow down. And I'm like, oh, it'll move, it'll move. She's like, slow down. And then, like, it moved, obviously, but... once we went across the thing, I was like, I bet that dude that was in that truck's like, oh my God, please hit that fucking thing right now.
I don't know how people, like, I've never lived in a neighborhood like that has turkeys like this one, but I don't know how people that live around here could not be irritated, like how they couldn't be irritated by them. They're just obnoxious.
Yeah.
Because most people don't hit them, so they just stand in the middle of the fucking road.
Mm-hmm. Hey, could you do me a favor?
You betcha.
Snake, thank you, man. Let's see. What was the other thing? Don't forget to check out spudsbaseball.com. They're looking for host families. Thank you. Host families. Sponsors, they got season tickets on there. Just so many good things. Can't forget about Kamikaze Kid.
I just wanted to say I'm fucking stoked for the ball games again.
Yeah.
They were a blast last year.
Shout out to, Paul too. Cause I know sometimes he listens, sometimes he doesn't.
So he's a fair weather fan.
He is. Which is amazing. Let's see.
Let's not forget to shout out Keystone Light.
They are.
Unofficial sponsor.
Yep.
Of the Three Wheeled Bicycle Podcast.
Yeah.
The one and only.
Coming out of Wyoming, of all things.
Yeah. Wild Wyoming.
Yeah, got to give a shout out to Middle of the Road Podcast as well. Tata's Gym.
Oh, yeah.
Cast Ascendancy Podcast. All right, I could almost get that fucker on here, too, if we wanted to. Maybe I should shoot him a message. I can't believe it is. It's 49. Oh, it dropped a degree.
Oh, shit.
It is 49 degrees. Hey, I got a question for you, man.
Hit me.
Have you ever tried a chicken sandwich from O'Reilly's Auto Parts?
I have not, but I would try one. Tell me this is a real thing, please. Don't get my hopes up.
No, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah. But now, just after thinking about it, like, man, that'd be pretty crazy. An auto parts store.
With food in it? I mean, why not? Really? I mean, besides the fact that it'd be a bad business move. But, I mean,
while you're sitting there waiting, you could fucking...
What are you waiting on it over? I mean, you're not waiting that long at O'Reilly.
Well, yeah, TJ.
You could do it at an oil change store, maybe.
That's what I was thinking.
Like an oil change joint. Yeah. What if you did one at a car wash? So you drive through, get your order, you order it on the start end of it, go through the drive through while you're waiting, it'd be something fun, you know, the different colored foams and soaps and what have you.
Yeah.
And when you come out the other side, the food's ready. Bingo bango.
See, Jared, shout out to Mobile Onsite Oil. That was a little. While you're sitting there getting oil changed, you can get a chicken sandwich. This one's kind of interesting, maybe not really. People who grow up in warmer climates. tend to be friendlier than those who grow up in colder climates.
That absolutely makes sense. Yeah. Well, and I think, I don't know, like Wyoming has, what, two seasons? Maybe three?
Yeah, well, it is.
I think places with just all the seasons, people are nice, you know?
Yeah.
Be nicer.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Like where we're from has all four seasons. Right?
Oh,
you got
yeah.
all four seasons in South Dakota, right? Where you're from?
Yeah.
So
well, it's crazy now because
you get out here and I mean it's turned me into a fucking raging cocksucker.
Yeah.
Every winter I'm a dickhead.
Yeah, that is the kind of the thing. Well, not like you, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But it's like when like wintertime comes, like yeah, I feel that shit too, and it's just like.
Ooh. I read something at one point in time that was. all right, I'm not gonna lie to you. I may have not read it. It may have been a video.
Oh, I believe it.
But, yeah. But that people that live in colder climates, their bodies they're naturally going to be fatter, and it's harder for them to lose weight, like around the midsection,
because
your body's, you know, evolutionary traits to fucking try and keep that weight on for wintertime.
Yeah.
That, and I guess you're probably not sweating all the time, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've met fat people from hot places, though, too.
Yeah. It would be kind of different to...
I mean, could you imagine... I mean, like, you and I aren't fat, but imagine living somewhere warm where everybody... You wouldn't want to live around a bunch of people that had fucking 8-packs and 6-packs and were skinny. They're turds.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be fit, but it's another thing to be, you know, if you're just surrounded by pretty people, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Be miserable like the rest of us. I haven't had a solid turd since whenever Reagan was in office. Yeah. My body runs at 120% efficiency. I don't need to look good.
Yeah.
So fuck you. Fuck you.
Got something from Deborah. Shout out to Deb. Man, sometimes I talk too fast, or like my brain.
It's like tripping when you're walking upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so the last episode, okay, I started digging into Trailer Park Boys again. Mm-hmm. I started watching it.
Sure.
Again. I think, what Trailer Park Boy character... Did you ever watch the show?
I've watched some. I have not watched all the way through.
Which one do you think you relate with?
The fucking Bubbles, probably. The retarded one. Yeah. He likes to tinker on stuff. He likes shopping carts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm right there.
That's, you know, I always thought that too.
I mean, all of them are dumb, so I kind of, I'm like, I get it.
I think I can relate to Ricky more now.
Yeah.
Because
so you're saying you've matured a little bit. You're like,
yeah, like. Most of the shit I say, like, nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Sure, but yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that for sure. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I'm definitely Bubbles, too, because it's more like I bitch about shit. And then the fucker fucking come over here, you know.
All right. Deb shared this. Rest in peace, T-Bone. Miss you every day, my man. This is kind of funny. Well, not funny. Maybe. And it is coming from a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, cunt has been a word since 1544.
It's a good word.
Cunt was an ancient term that meant faithful and loyal friend. To have a cunt meant having a friend who always had your back, never abandoned you.
I like it.
Or provided friendship and supported, even through hard times. Society encouraged each other to value.
You should probably...
being a cunt. Above another virtue.
Hell yeah. You need to send that to both of our old ladies, so that way, that way maybe we can get away with.
Yeah, I mean, not that like it say it on a like, but you know what I mean.
I love you, you cunt. Yeah. Shut up, because I love you, you cunt.
Yeah, and
I mean, is it really calling somebody a name if you say it in a loving way?
Like
if you were hanging out with a bud, right, and you were like, "Listen, cocksucker. I fucking love you." You're not going to take that as disrespect. You're not going to be focused on the, you're not going to be like, dude, you just called me a cocksucker. You're like, ew, dude, you just said you fucking loved me?
Yeah.
What are you, gay?
Yeah.
You know, but it was said in a loving, you know, I don't know. I am retarded.
No, but like, if you think about it, it is kind of the same thing, almost. You know what I mean?
Listen, cocksucker.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, dickhead. I love you.
That's you know what I mean? Yeah.
I care about you, you fucking asshole. Right? That's kind of, I mean, that might be that tone. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Is
touche.
You know what I mean?
Touche.
Or how you say something is just as important as what you say. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
That's for people who went to school and are smarter than us. You know, yeah. Philosophers and, you know, psychologists, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to lie. I believe. I am going
to. I believe in life after love.
Ooh.
That's Cher, dude. All right.
You believe in life after love. Ooh,
should we get auto tune on here?
Actually, I'm gonna. Well, I can bring it up on there. I just don't have it plugged up at the time.
You have share on your mixer.
I can play it through my phone. Oh. But there are some samples on here. Ooh, you know what that is?
Share.
Donna. It's a vulture. Oh. It is kind of like
she got the nose for it. That's really a vulture?
Yeah, word.
Yeah, word. Jesus Christ.
Ooh, here we go.
Oh, you guys wish this was video right now.
Yeah. Ooh, we got like... This is one of Joshin's beats right now.
Poppin' like a fool.
We're down in the basement. Different setup.
It feels interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know that I like it as much, but you do get more room down here.
Yeah. Like, I had to, like, switch it up. Sometimes.
Yeah. Dude, I've been getting into dancing lately, like, just couch dancing. And I feel like it's got to be good for you, because on those shows that's, like, you know, My 1,000-Pound Life or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
When they're super huge. You know, I feel like they get encouraged to, like, dance in bed, or they just lift themselves up once in bed. So that's what I do. That's how I stay this fit.
Ooh, are you ready for National Days?
Oh, we're doing National Days? Like today? What today is? Or are these coming up ones?
Holocaust Remembrance Day, January 27th.
Today's the 27th? Today's the 26th, right?
You might be right.
My watch says it's the 26th, but...
Ooh, you...
Oh, my watch is fucking wrong, because I haven't worn it in over a month. Damn it.
It's time. Or body break. Body, body break.
Oh, dude, I kind of got a body now.
Yeah, I forgot. Body, body break.
And somebody needs to tell Josh that his whisper is too fucking sexy. Yeah, yeah. It gave me chills. It literally gave me chills.
I texted him earlier, but... I don't know. There's a lot that happened today, too.
A lot going on.
But this episode is coming to you. Monday, I believe, whenever. I really wasn't even planning on doing anything.
Impromptu podcast. So. Yeah, yeah. Have you ever, are we doing National Day still?
Yeah, sorry. Got sidetracked. That potty song.
Yeah. It's just too much of a hit. I mean, it's going to take you away from anything.
Wah, wah. website. That was the one that I was always using. What silly national holiday is today?
Fuck.
Holiday.
Excuse me. I'm allergic to national days.
Jesus Christ.
That was...
Do you like sneezing or do you hate it? Or just indifferent about it?
I don't really like it anymore.
Yeah.
Because, like...
It hurts your back and shit. You ever sneeze first thing in the morning, like, right out of bed?
Yeah.
And it fucking hurts your back?
Yeah.
Well, fucking bullshit.
This native cat.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, I was like, oh, bless you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever fucking say that to me again, because it's all my evil spirits that are trying to get out. And I was like... Oh shit! You know what I mean. It was a very respected. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but
you know what you got to say to people. You say. Fuck that one. You got to say goes in tight. So it sounds like gazoon tight, which means bless you. I think, I believe. I don't know, in some other language, but if you say goes in tight, yeah, it's not the same thing. Goes in tight. Means they have a tight butt,
well,
or front butt.
I can't remember. There was something else too, where like if you sneezed,
mm-hmm.
like three times, like someone was talking about you or something.
Yeah,
I don't remember the fuck I heard that, but that was one of those things where I was just like, yeah.
What causes a sneeze?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're just allergic to bullshit or.
Well, this really sucks that my fucking...
Oh, well, I'm a fucking idiot. Allergies, common cold or the flu, infections, pollen, dry air, dander, drug withdrawal. Drug withdrawal? Irritants, bright light, bright lights.
Ooh,
I mean, exposure to certain spices, mold, spices, hormonal changes. Oh, am I going through the change? Nasal polyps, peppers, trauma to the nose. Do you know sneezing is a protective reflex that developed in response to irritation of the lining of the nose? Hmm. Well, that was fucking boring.
Yeah.
Last time I'm invited on the podcast.
I don't know why, weird, the fucking internet chat. All right. We're going to get back to you soon. Why do you think they took the ashtrays out of the backs of seats and cars?
Of vehicles? Well, I'll tell you why, Stevie. Picture it. It's 1998, right? I don't know. I really don't know. I'm assuming because most kids don't smoke nowadays because they're a bunch of pussies. That'd be my guess. But all the kids nowadays are fucking lame, dude. Because you don't need to ash a vape. Yeah. Especially when it tastes like Fruity Pebbles, dude.
I can't remember whose bed I seen, but it was like, yeah, I remember when I was a kid and like Jewel, like that was like a girl.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Jewel was a singer when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Weird.
Jewel got fucking, didn't they? Aren't they the ones that got, it doesn't matter. Fuck off.
Let's see. I guess I'll get into some sports because some of our wonderful listeners that
listen to the sports on the radio.
Oh, that's right. And they let me invade their ear each week, which is kind of weird. Not really.
It'd be weirder if it was physically, but
yeah, word. Like this. Ooh, that's what I'm gonna That's going to be the episode art right there.
Yep.
Hey, come here.
Yeah. Hi. Let me lick you. Let me lick your neck. Let me lick your chicken neck. Let me lick your chicken neck.
He's like got his fucking foot.
Oh, yeah. He's got him locked up. Yeah. It looks like a hug, but he's actually got him locked up right now.
He's got him like fucking Akon at that little girl. Come here.
Come here to me. If you're doing sports news, I got a wee.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I guess we won't know until tomorrow. We'll find out who's actually going to the Super Bowl. But I did paint an amazing Detroit Lions piece that you can check out. You can purchase. It's down below. You just click the link. It goes to all the social media platforms. I'm hoping the Super Bowl is the Ravens and the Lions. I still do have a bunch of Ravens gear from back in the day. I got the Flacco jersey. I got the Ray Lewis. I got the Ed Reeds. Either or. Let's see. Wyoming, they won the wrestling against Colorado, which is pretty bad of the bone. Man, the women's team just keeps winning that basketball. So shout out to the 307. This was kind of interesting, too. Going back to the football news. So I noticed this, but nothing was said. It was kind of funny. Maybe not funny, bad sportsmanship, but I understand. So when the Chiefs won at the Bills,
okay,
Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback.
Yeah.
He all goes and runs over. He's getting bombed with snowballs.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a sports fan. I don't but the thing is I like the
commitment. Why I love playoff stuff.
Yeah. You know? That's when shit gets heated and it gets wild.
Apparently there was another allegation that the Chiefs are saying that the Bills turned off the hot water in their locker room after the game.
Well, I mean, if you listen to Joe Rogan, cold water gets your balls bigger.
Yeah.
Gives you an extra juice. So stop being a prissy little bitch.
Fucking fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
Ooh, Warren G celebrates the 30th. Oh, sorry. Shawn Michaels won the Royal Rumble match in just 38 minutes.
Really?
This was in 1995.
Heavy hitter.
38 minutes. It's choreographed. He was coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. The only cool thing about that is Pamela Anderson was there.
Pam Andy. Remember how cool she, or not cool, but you know what I mean? How popular she used to be?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now she's just some worn out slut. So if that ain't a lesson for you.
Yep.
I mean, every woman's Achilles heel is time, but I feel like it's a lot worse when you're worn out.
I mean, she's still got money.
Yeah, that's a plus, I guess. Well, maybe. Who knows?
I mean, I do have.
She also has Hep C or something, doesn't she?
Yeah,
that's.
I mean,
bummer.
I guess that. Yeah, once she messed around with Kid Rock, I mean.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Although I'll bet you she's fucking.
Off.
I'll bet you she's kicking herself, fucking not staying with him though, huh?
Yeah.
That motherfucker's got money.
Oh.
Somehow he continues to make buttloads of money.
I hate.
I mean, Ba with the Ba was a fucking dude. That shit came on the radio the other day. I didn't realize how emotionally attached to that song I was.
I will say one thing. He, I guess he did make me a little money at that time too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What, pirating CDs?
Yes.
Hell yeah. And that's what got you locked up.
Yeah.
Did a hard time for fuck Kid Rock, actually put you in jail too.
Yeah. And I'm out here still
but
grinding.
But ain't no thing, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ain't no thing.
I'm out here still grinding.
Yeah. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I grind.
Yeah.
I also don't go to bed until 3 o'clock in the morning. So you do the math because I didn't, motherfucker.
Dude, I wish I could fucking stay up that late anymore.
Till 3 a.m. Somebody better be fucking dying, or my kid better be being born, reborn.
Well, yeah.
Probably the only thing to keep me up until 3 a.m. Other than that, fuck you. I'm going to sleep.
I did that Detroit Lions piece.
Yeah.
I think 1 o'clock, and then that was like.
I'll be honest with you. I'm lucky to stay up past 9.
Yeah.
Generally. But, you know, I'm out here doing God's work, so.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just a lazy fuck, really, at the end of the day.
I'm going to go take a potty break. Do you want to read that right there?
Read this. Fish eggs can survive and hatch after passing through a duck, providing one explanation of how seemingly pristine, isolated bodies of water can become stocked with fish. Huh, so fish eggs live in duck poop. So don't be mad at the ducks for pooping, I guess. Wonder if anything lives in turkey poop. Well, I don't know what Stevie has planned, but wolves and ravens have a special relationship. Ravens mimic wolf sounds to attract them to carcasses that the birds can't break open. When the wolves are done eating, the ravens get the leftovers. Well, ravens are smart, I guess. Well, it does make sense. But, I mean, so really, people that hate wolves shouldn't be hating wolves. They should be hating ravens.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
There's a wolf up right behind you.
Holy shit. That's a wolf right there.
That was a present.
Was that timber wolf? That's a timber wolf I ever seen. Don't even tell you. Don't even tell you on there.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it's a timber wolf.
The girls got it for me. I gotta take this hat off. This motherfucker.
No, not Timberwolves. The fucking team.
Now that's the crazy thing about these headphones. They can't get any smaller. Yeah.
How do you make them bigger? Oh, dirt. Oh, you can have a big fat.
So then I just go like this.
Oh, like you're a fucking DJ now? Like yeah. You're a fucking spaghetti, 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 spaghetti. Do you know there's Dairy Queens that serve spaghetti?
It sounds fucking amazing, though. I'm not going to lie.
Spaghetti at Dairy Queen or your headphones and your hoodie?
The headphones and the hoodie.
Would you like spaghetti from Dairy Queen?
That'd be really weird.
It'd almost be like getting pizza from Dairy Queen. And if you ask me, besides their ice cream, the only good thing at Dairy Queen is, is their flamethrower burger.
Mm-hmm.
The fry sauce is all right.
Mm-hmm. Burger King fucking has hot dogs. Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Burger King has hot dogs?
Hot dogs. They had hot
Our
dogs.
Burger King?
I don't know if they have them now, but they did at one point.
Dude, talk about diarrhea.
Yeah. Whoever thought, like, yeah, I'm going to go to fucking Burger King and get some hot dogs. You want a hot dog, bro? I'm going to go to Burger King.
Honestly, I think unless it's a specialty restaurant that does... hot dogs, like, you know, like a Chicago dog or some shit in Chicago. that's a genuine ripoff. Like a fast food joint that does hot dogs. Yeah. Like Hamburger Stand gets away with it because they're like $1.50 or some shit.
Yeah.
But you know a hot dog from Burger King? Or like if McDonald's had McDonald's had them, that'd be a $4 fucking or a $3 fucking hot dog. And it'd probably be Oscar Mayer too. Oscar Mayer's trash, dude.
Yeah.
If you eat Oscar Mayer hot dogs, wake up, sheeple. You're trash.
Did you ever, do you remember
by choice.
They had those like really small ones?
Vienna sausages?
No, they were actually like, well, I guess the only place that I ate them, I always remembered, went to the movie theater one time. Shout out to Dagan. His birthday's coming up. Love you, man. Him and Matt, we all went to the movie theater. I don't remember how fucking old we were. I don't remember what fucking movie it was. But they had little Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they just throw them in the fucking microwave. It was like, whoa. Well, they, like, sat down, you know, and I was like, oh, shit, yeah, you know. And I remember Matt's like, dude. Like, what the fuck is that's a hot dog? That won't even fill my dick up.
What the fuck?
I'm like, yeah, but I do remember, like, mini another hot time. Dogs. Yeah.
Did they, now, do these mini hot dogs have buns on them already that you throw them in the microwave? Or they're just literally mini hot dogs?
God damn, man. I can't remember now, honestly. Yeah, I want to say they had, like, a bun on it, too.
That is wild. I've never had one of those.
Maybe it's one of those
and a hot dog that small.
Mandela effect things.
Are we gonna get into this? We gonna get into this?
Listen, I seen the movie Sinbad.
Dude, I saw that movie and you all can kiss my dick, dude. Yeah. It's a real fucking movie. Although I did see the one with Shaq. That one I saw in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What was that one called?
Kazam.
Kazam, yeah.
I don't really remember what, like, some of those movies were about, to be quite honest with you.
I really don't either.
I just remember the one because of Shaq and the one because of Sinbad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were genies. Maybe they're the same person. You
dude,
know?
Maybe Shaq and Sinbad are the same person. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. I mean, they do look completely different, so you never
know. Yeah. Damn. So make some good clips right there. I wonder if it is, though, because they are both, like, genie movies.
It's a real movie, dude. I don't care what anybody says.
I saw it.
If they don't fucking like it, guess what? Kiss my dick, fucko.
Yeah. would you, if somebody gave you a Stanley cup, would you drink out of that?
No. No. Not, I mean, if it's the Stanley thermos, like the old school ones.
Yeah.
The good ones. Yeah. A Stanley cup I have no fucking use for.
Yeah, it's.
It's and also, like why is it so popular all of a sudden? Yeti already took over the scene.
Yeah.
And now we're going to try. Oh, also, I did see something. I don't know how true it is because it was on Instagram Reels. But it was a gal that apparently was testing. You know, they have those strips or whatever. You put water in these cups, the metal cups. And they test for, like, heavy metals, like lead and, or whatever and all this shit. And apparently those Stanley Cups have, they tested positive for lead. How true that is, I don't know. It's just a video I saw on the internet, so probably super true.
Yeah.
Couldn't be faked, impossible, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it did get me to thinking, all the cheap coffee cups that I have bought in my lifetime that I regularly drink coffee out of, I mean, I'm sure there's fucking metal, different metals and coatings and all that shit that you're getting into your gut.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at this point in humanity, we all have them, probably. But just from fucking city pipes that supply your water, your house, period. I mean, so who cares? Fuck it. You're going to die from something. Stop being a pussy.
Do you think, kind of almost brings up another.
I try not to think, but.
You know, I almost wonder, you know, like in the prison system and the jailhouses, do you think that they feed the water?
From the toilet back into the sink? Yes, I fucking do.
Also, do you think they're. Do you think it makes inmates reoffend?
Oh, if they shit, dude.
Enough of it.
Fuck yeah. That makes sense. That's a good theory. Plus all the recirculated air from from dude butt. Just dude farts getting recirculated.
Yeah.
That's got to make people fucking stupid. Or, you know, whichever way you want to cut it. But, yeah, think about that shit. Well, then think about, yeah.
Don't drink the water.
Yep. Well, let's not forget. Think about any commercial building, like a hospital, a jail. It's the same as the way the air system works. It's the same as your house. You have supply vents and you have return vents, and return vents just pull air from everywhere that's been shot around in your house. It's going to spread shit around. I mean, even with filters.
You just reminded me of something. Thank you so much, my man. I haven't gave him a shout out on the podcast, but if you are listening here in Casper, Wyoming, and you're looking for a good heating and air company, you check out that 5150.
Aaron's a great guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Does amazing work. Doing some pretty innovative work too.
Isn't that crazy how that happened?
Yeah.
I did see on his Facebook, he fucking, yeah.
Yeah, great company, great guy, really honest guy. I worked for him for a while, and it was awesome. Couldn't complain.
Do you think cowboy outfits should be called ranch dressing?
That's cool.
Yes, it was. I think I tried using that one time. This is actually pretty cool. Hopefully it's true. If not, you have a fucked up heart. Stan Larkin lived for 555 days without a real heart. He wore an artificial heart in a backpack, 25x7. For 555 days, which pumped blood around his body and kept him alive. And he also played basketball with it. He has received a full heart transplant after getting a donor.
Huh.
Hopefully it's true.
Hopefully, yeah.
I mean,
theoretically it could work. Living off of, I didn't know they had artificial hearts that you could wear in a backpack. Dude, imagine being that guy. Like, I don't have the mental or emotional fortitude to be put in a situation like that, because I'd be the person, like, I'd be so whiny. Fuck it, just put me down, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would be like that if I accidentally lost part of my pinky. I'd be like, fuck, you may as well just fuck kill me, dude. What am I supposed, you know, how am I supposed to ever drink wine again? You know, I've never drank wine in my life.
That's how I feel about fucking my hips now and shit. It's just like fucking.
It's got to be emotional. Yeah.
Just Jesus.
Nike. You just say in your head every morning, Nike, dude.
Yep. Nike.
Nike didn't write that for nobody.
Speaking of that, you can head on down to Box of Shoes, located in the Walcott Gallery. They're going to be moving places. I'm going to tell you something pretty cool.
Tell me something cool.
Off of here. Not the listeners.
You want you a dip?
Yeah, shit, yeah. Thank
ain't
you.
Ain't no sin when you're on the Zen, buddy.
That was pretty cool. I was asked. Anyway, Be sure to check them out. They have some original shoes down there from all over, not your original.
Really?
Yep.
I wonder if they got my fucking New Balances down there, dog.
Ooh, I don't know if he does.
This style? Retro fucking style? Love them.
Yeah.
Comfy fucking shoes, dude.
They
and you know me, cool, I'm normally a cowboy boot type of guy. Have been for years. Yeah. But I had a kid, and I decided, get me some of those newbies.
Yeah.
Give me those New Balances on my feet.
So how have you been off the cowboy boots? Like, has it been a different, like, transition for you?
Oh, it's been a wild transition. It's from wild life to dad life. I'll be honest with you. It's been wild. But some stallions you just can't break, you see. Because my work boots, which I wear most of the time, slip on cowboy boots. They just got steel toes.
Yeah.
You know, just in case I got to kick a dog or somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I don't kick dogs. Just.
Yeah.
Or I do. Whatever. Fuck it.
Yeah. The other day, I haven't checked out that one that you were telling me about today. That you texted me this morning.
Okay.
The
show?
Yep. I'm going to. But I found this one the other day that I was going to tell you about. And it's so amazing that we're sitting here talking about it right now. Ever heard of a Frogger?
Yes, I have. I started watching that show. Yes, I did. That is fucking wild, dude. Fucking wild.
Creepy.
Creepy. Also, the episodes that I did watch were wildly, there was a couple of them in there that I could think nothing but, like, this dude's a bitch.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Or these people were fucking stupid. Like, I'm sorry, but if you hear any sort of anything with substantial weight, so like 20, 30 pounds and above,
yeah,
rustling around what sounds to be like in your attic, you're not going to go check that shit out. You're not going to, you're just going to be like, oh, I don't know, I thought it was a fucking animal. You're still, I would go check it out. You also don't want animals in your fucking attic, dipshit.
Yeah. Well, not only that, the one gal was like, well, I didn't call the cops because I was feeling tired tonight or whatever.
Yeah.
She did it multiple times.
So yeah.
What the fuck? Whatever.
I didn't, yeah. So before that show, I didn't know that that's what it was called. But you always hear those, like, you just think they're fucking tales of, like, oh, yeah, these people fucking moved in to this house and there was a guy in the walls, turns out, living in the walls or some shit. And, I mean,
it happened. It happened at the preschool.
Yeah.
Before I'd seen it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, I guess, so, not to spoil it, I guess, too much for people or whatever, but it was pretty interesting. The first one saw this couple just moved to, I don't remember where it was at.
Yeah.
And moved there. All of a sudden, the door was unlocked.
Yeah.
And the wife was like, oh, I thought you locked the door.
Yeah, like they actually got in arguments over it, is what they say. And it seemed to me, I don't think they are divorced, but it was like, this marriage has to be rough.
Yes.
Because they were just like, I told her it was her. And it created a big old, yeah. Yeah, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
You better fucking.
Yeah. Listen, you fucking cunt. Yeah. I said it because I love you.
Yeah. Or
whatever.
See, it's 50-50.
Basically, it turned into an argument over fucking who locked the door, who didn't lock the door.
How hardcore would it be if I just named the episode Cunt? Cunt 50-50. 51-50. Anyway. Yeah, and then things were coming up missing.
Yep.
And
snacks and shit. Like there was wrappers and the extra wrappers in the garbage and shit.
And the
fucking, that they thought their kids were lying about.
Oh, that's right. Shit, right. That's right. Yep. The lady just took on, like, his sons or something like that.
Yeah.
Something another. They went on vacation and came back and
Yeah, you've seen it more recently, but like wasn't the guy in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. His, like out in the room or in one of the rooms or living
he
room.
He went to go open the door and somebody was pushing back.
Oh yeah. It. And like he had been playing instruments and shit, like guitars and shit.
Put makeup on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And there were some videos on her computer or some shit, weren't there?
Yep.
And of him probably with his dong out from what I gathered.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back. There was, I don't know if it was that one. No, there was multiple. So it was a lot. I fucking binge watched it, dude. There was like so many crazy accounts of shit, but yeah, man. How fucking?
Oh, and the guy with that one was like wasn't he like some sort of, fuck, I can't remember. I thought he was like some, not a gun nut, but like some sort of like kind of extreme. Like he really believed in some wild shit. Like he was part of some chat groups and shit is what they found on her computer or something.
Yeah.
I mean, could you, how about being a person, like he was not mentally stable, obviously, but like there's plenty of them that do it that are, they're kind of like hobos, like that train hop, but they just, I mean, I couldn't imagine buying a nice, like newer built home and there's somebody living in it. Like in the attic or crawl space or some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That is wild. Like I could see if you bought like a real bad fixer upper. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's been abandoned and you know, some windows are boarded up. I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not be a fan of it. I'd beat the ever loving shit out of whoever I found in it, but what the fuck?
Plus just to be like sitting there, like
Well, and also, let's not forget, you're living in somebody's, let's say somebody's squatting in somebody's attic.
Yeah.
You got to piss and shit.
Yeah.
Even if you hold your poop in, pee comes more often than poop.
Yeah, well,
one comes before two, you know what I'm saying?
There was an account where a couple of them where they went upstairs or in the attic, I guess.
Yeah.
And one guy had a fucking bucket.
Yeah.
One guy fucking, you know, well, piss jug, obviously.
Yeah.
It's the way of the road, bub.
It's the way of the road. Get a piss jug, and if need be, you just turn your undies inside out.
Yeah.
Here.
Cool. All right. Well, I totally appreciate everybody for letting us invade your ear once again. Hopping off here.
Fun as always.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me again.
Of course.
It's always a blast.
Be sure to get down there, click them links, Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
And always check out all the official and unofficial sponsors.
Yes, that's right.
Program.
You just have to type them into Google.
Find out about it. And also find out about frogging. Especially if you're looking at buying a new or used home. Make sure there aren't people already living in it. Check your attics and crawl spaces. Not for only for their safety, but for yours. And if you're cold, they are too.
And make sure your contractor is insured.
Please and thank you. Oh, and call before you dig. 811.